at 11 p.m. According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it's 2.5-ish of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. It's not like I've got time to do anything else. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 15 minutes, we'll call it the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We're going to have to add months back to that soon enough. But, you know, let's not do it tonight. Let's not get all bogged down in that right now. Because right now, it's time for a free association. I got guests coming. So I needed to pick up my pace a little bit today and get this radio show in the can sooner than later. So here we are, together, you and me, ready to do a free association. You, the listener, possibly gave me some words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group earlier today. I then took those words and immediately came up with songs to play for them. And that is the show, which I will be giving to you, beginning right now. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Who wants some free ass? Free ass. Free ass. Freedom's just another word for free association. Free ass. Free ass. Free ass. Thank you for your cooperation. We love you little words, you bubbly little nerds, nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love you little words, they're the best we've ever heard. Here come the tunes you've been anticipating. You love little words, you bubbly little nerds, nouns, adjectives, and verbs you've been contemplating. We love you little words, they're the best we've ever heard. What a lovely collaboration.
Knucklehead. Thank you. hello. Welcome to the musical workshop. How would you like me to show you how to make thousands? How to write a hit tune? You know, there are two ways of doing it. Either very sentimentally, sort of oozing with slush, something for the middle-aged people, or a rock and roll number for the youngsters. But you know, you need words, preferably clean ones. And to write words, you've got to pick a subject. Just as an example, I like to show you how it's done. And I've chosen something which is very dear to everybody's heart. It's called Dirty Feet. First of all, the sentimental one goes like this. Those dirty feet, they thrill me. Oh, what a wonderful sight. Oh, please don't even wash them. Those corns would shrink with fright. Baby, dirty feet, you fascinate me. Dirty feet, I'm in your spell. That grime and perspiration and the sleazy, greasy, cheesy smell. Oh, dirty feet, stay near me. They're marvelous, they're divine. That hum of perspiration, stay with me all the time. Yeah, easy, isn't it? The other one for the youngsters is rock and roll, direct, and sung with a Cockney accent like this.
Dirty feet, dirty feet, helps to give you a tripping beat. Greasy soul, greasy soul, helps to make you a rock and roll. Think those blues, crazy blues, help you to take off your shoes. Dig that beat with plates of meat. Oh, what a smashing treat! Oh, dirty feet, dirty feet, helps to give you a tripping beat. Greasy soul, greasy soul, helps to make you rock and roll! Dig the dirty feet, yeah!
Easy, isn't it?
I'm just sitting in a vacant lot with a bird sitting on my head. I'm just sitting in a vacant lot with a bird sitting on my head. Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me? I belong in someone's arms,
and I belong in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, this is no kind of life. I should have a house and bed,
and I should have me a wife.
We're just sitting in a vacant lot, and we haven't got a dime. The bird and me, lonely as can be, we're together all the time. Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me? I belong in someone's arms,
and I belong in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what I say is no lie. We've been sitting here so long
that I forgot how to fly.
I'm just sitting in a vacant lot,
and I'm sitting on his head.
The things we want, we haven't got. Need a tree and house and bed.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me? He belongs in someone's arms,
and he belongs in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, this is no kind of life. He should have a house and bed,
and he should have him a wife.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me?
I belong in someone's arms,
and I belong in a tree.
She's a dog with a plastic stomach. She's a dog with rubber feet. She's got a window in her side. I see frisbees, I see bones. She's a dog. Woo! She's a dog with a plastic stomach.
She is nasty, he's her master.
Will she eat the neighbor's car? If she does, they won't get far. I don't care. She's playing in a puddle.
Oh no.
She's making lots of bubbles.
Oh no.
She's getting into trouble.
Be very, very quiet. She's hunting rabbits. What does it mean? Jelly bean.
He's a cat with a plastic brain. He's a cat with a big false teeth. Nasty breath, crooked smile. Scratch your back about a mile.
He's a cat.
He's a cat with a plastic brain.
He is crazy, no, not lazy.
He will know when you get home. He might play your saxophone. I hope not. She's the cow with a rubber udder. She's the cow with a Delcon shield. She's got a porthole in her side. Look at those four stomachs grind.
She's a cow.
She's a cow with a rubber udder.
Her name is Mary, just for dairy.
She is on the skating rink. We should get her off, I think.
Right now.
She's into Frank Sinatra.
Oh, no.
She sings La Cucaracha.
La Cucaracha, La Cucaracha.
She's drinking lots of vodka.
Very, very quiet. She's hunting rabbits. What does it mean? Jelly bean? Is it a dream?
Your hair wore some roses, or perhaps they were peonies. I was blind to your obvious faults. As we danced across the scene to the strains of the Wiener Schnitzel Waltz. Oh, I drank some champagne from your shoe, la la la. I was drunk by the time I got through, la la la. For I didn't know, as I raised that cup, it had taken two bottles to fill the thing up. It was I who stepped on your dress, la la la. The skirts all came off, I confess, la la la. Revealing for all of the others to see just what it was that endeared you to me. I remember the night I held you so tight as we danced to the Wiener Schnitzel Waltz. Your lips were like wine, if you'll pardon the simile. The music was lovely and quite Rudolph Frimley. I drank wine, you drank chocolate malts. And we both turned quite green to the strains of the Wiener Schnitzel Waltz.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yeah, that was 30 minutes-ish. Ish. It's all very ishy here at Bubbles in the Think Tank these days. Babyland is an ishy kind of place. And that's where we're coming to you from right now and all the time anymore. And that's okay. We love it that way. Just like we love you, the listener. And you know, of course, it is all about love here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But we're having a wonderful, wonderful, and very silly free association tonight. Thank you all for your participation, as always. But we've got lots and lots more to get to before we go into the radio obituaries. So let us dive right back in. So many Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, a couple of classics. It's all working out tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm Cinder Block Man, I'm known throughout the land. The kids all call me Mister, but you can call me Stan. I walk erect, I live alone, my body is my home. I don't wear socks, I don't wear shoes, I go to the bathroom where I choose. Hi. I'm the Cinderblock Man. I like you. Can I go home with you? I'm lonely. Everyone is frightened of me. They're afraid I'll try to step on them and crush them. You're not afraid of me, are you? Why, only the other day, I was walking down the street, minding my own business, when all of a sudden, I heard a cry for help. What's that? Why, it sounds like it's coming from that old abandoned refrigerator. I'd better take a look. I'll be a name. A child's trapped in there. He could suffocate in 10 minutes. I'll get you out, little fella. You shouldn't be playing rocket ship in there. Here, take my hand.
It's Frankenstein!
Wait, little boy. Come back. I only wanted to. He's going into that house over there across the street. I'll go tell his mom. The door is open. Hello? Anybody home?
There he is, Mom! The monster is trying to tear me into little pieces!
But I...
Get out of here, you masonry ape! You're scraping all the varnish off the floor! Get out! Oh! He knocked over Laverne!
But... Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. You see why I'm so lonely? No one loved me, and I'm all alone in the world. Won't you be my friend? I'm the Cinder Block Man, the finest in the land. And if you do not like me, I'll crush you in my hands.
Last year I went to Egypt. I wasn't gonna be Egypt. I searched through all the rooms and the Sphinx and in the tombs, and I heard some rock and roll. Guess so what I did? Behold, I saw King Tyra, Cleopatra, saw King Tyra, Cleopatra, saw King Tyra, Cleopatra, while things was a beating time. God was screaming to me, honey, sugar daddy is my name, and as crazy as a snake, I made him really look insane. Possum, apple blossom, I wanna see you go with all
King Tyra, rockin' with a Cleopatra, saw King Tyra, rockin' with a Cleopatra, saw King Tyra, rockin' with a Cleopatra, all the things was a meeting time.
Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Frank Sinatra. Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie Sinatra. Sinatra, Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, my boy, don't know. You have a perfect voice to sing calypso.
Office rocker, he's office rocker. Please, Mr. Officer, I only had some vodka, little marijuana, just a few bikers, and only reverse circle around here while I'm driving. Play a registration, OT license. Cause of the interior, your bitch wanna ride it. Great red bow tie, dick got low jack,
What did they say? Ah, Frankie Sinatra. Ah, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a big voice to sing calypso. What did they say? Frankie, me boy, don't know. You have a big voice to sing calypso.
I'm so high, you're so high. If I take another step, then I test my die. Take another step, then I test my life. Tell her what she wanna hear just to get between them thighs. Underground, make up on top of the world. Tucked a bit for oyster, on my tongue on the pearl. So fuck what you say, do this shit my way. Like Frank Sinatra, bitch, did this shit my way.
Vodka, sip slow rocker. I rip rhymes since the days when Frankie Crocker rock. From a stocky stock, known for his illy right hook to make Rocky block. That's no poppycock pirate. We can keep it irie, or we can keep it irie. Ty Lee, we keep it 100. From the heights and all the lights, selling coffee muffin. Come with that headbanger boogie for that ass. Will I give a bully 10 noogies for the cash? Dash, dip slow on a marathon. Or maybe he goes in Calypso like Farrakhan. Or Frank Sinatra, man.
you exactly 6 feet?
Just about.
That's a good height.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of what goes on in that head. I don't mean your lower head, I mean your upper head. But when it's time for your lower head to go into action, it does. And when it's time for it to rest, it does.
What's the difference between the upper head and the lower head?
The action.
What action?
I can't explain it very well. They both mind their own business. It is very, very quiet. They are at all times.
What about when they're in action?
They mind their own business. O-W-N.
Okay, I get it.
That's all you need to know. It's your own personal affair and nobody else's. When I say nobody, I mean no one, only yourself. And you are not bigoted. You are very, very careful that everyone understands that. It's very important that they do understand that. And I don't think you need any explanation. You'll handle yourself very well.
Thank you.
You're entirely welcome.
Thank you.
What else do you want to know?
Anything.
There isn't anything else that you'd like to know that I'd care to explain. You've been very careful in your action.
Well, thank you.
You're entirely welcome. It is your own private affair and no one else's.
Just a bungalow for two, so right for each other.
We won't need a view, we'll see one another.
No glamour around us,
but aren't you glad we found us? Gee,
gee, lucky us.
So we haven't got a maid, they're so interfering.
When we pull the shade, who's seeing, who's hearing?
Two candles are glowing,
our happiness is showing. Gee,
gee, lucky us.
If we had a million, we might want a billion and be uneasy on our throne.
But with love beside us, we're richer than Midas.
Meet the royal family, Jones. I'll come home from work at night,
we'll kiss in the doorway,
check eyes so shiny bright,
to welcome me your way. So happy,
so humble,
too much in love to grumble.
Gee, lucky us.
Bob, that sounds all right, but, you know, I've been thinking.
There'll be dishes in the sink.
We'll do them together.
But won't I need a mink?
Uh-uh, we'll have sunny weather.
No bankers to sup with.
No friends we must keep up with. Gee, lucky us.
But we won't eat crepe Suzette.
Uh-uh, they make you so weighty. Say, we'll eat what Grandma ate.
Ed?
Yeah, she lived way past 80.
No pheasants and brandy.
No pills we must keep handy.
Gee, lucky us.
That shows a lot of character.
The rich pearly oysters who cluster in cloisters can never see beyond their rocks.
And you can't kiss a bank book.
And gold has a blank look.
Who could live and love in Fort Knox? But Jolson, there'll be socks and things to mend.
I'll keep you in stitches.
Get it? Time is all we'll spend.
With us, time is riches.
So happy with all things.
Because we have the small things. Lucky me.
Lucky me.
Gee.
Lucky us.
Hello. My name is Mandy Patinkin. You know the expression, practice makes perfect? Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. Parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Get to know the school's music teacher and encourage your child to join school music ensembles. And please, don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education.
toast man, French toast man. Drives around the corner, takes a turn around the block. He's got a lot of French toast in the back. He's got it wrapped up in a sock. He's timing the engine of his truck. He's got a lot of French toast in the back. The kids come along and ask him if they could have a delicious slice of French toast. Sure you can! Here it is! He says as he hands it out to all the boys and girls, and they scream with delight as they run home and show it to their parents. Then mom takes the French toast from the kids and examines it real closely. It's got green mold growing right out of the crust, and it smells like something awful. So she throws it into the garbage can, and a rat comes along and eats it up and falls right over dead. Then his stomach bursts open and his liver pops out. Everybody stands around with their hands on their mouths. They really are disgusted. Then the French toast man comes right around the block and puts it in his French toast sock. Jazz! Is on his way, he's got a falafel too. So evacuate your bowels and have a hot lunch, and don't be late for school. And don't be late for school.
Ladies and gentlemen, the French Toast Man, come on now!
Ricky Bates.
I'm the Icebox Man at our house. I'm Icebox Man. I answer the call when there's a need at the Icebox. Two very important responsibilities. The first one is keeping people from standing with the door to the refrigerator open for more than 45 minutes at a time. God, that gets me mad. You want to close that goddamn door, please? You want to close the door? You're letting out all of the coldness I saved overnight. Come on, close the door. You know, some guy smoked 8 joints and he's going to inventory my refrigerator. Here's $50. Get down to the Burger King. What do you got? I'll save more than that on electricity alone. Close the goddamn door, will you? Look, if you want to know what's in there, why don't you take a Polaroid picture and go away and look at the picture and then come back and figure out what you want? Years ago, we didn't have Polaroid cameras. We had to make an oil painting of what was in there. Well, I don't let it get me down, because there's a bigger responsibility, and that is getting into that refrigerator and deciding which things need to be thrown away. Most people will not take that responsibility. Most people will just go and get what they want, leave everything else alone, and say, well, someone else wants that. Someone else will eat that. Meanwhile, the thing is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and is in fact stuck to the rack. Well, I've got to go in there and decide when to throw things away. Chocolate pudding? Does anyone want this last chocolate pudding? I have just one chocolate pudding left. It's only pulled away from the side of the dish about 3 inches all the way around. And there's a huge fault running through the center of the pudding. Actually, it's nothing but a ball of skin at this point. Does anyone want a ball of fault-ridden chocolate pudding skin? I'm only going to throw it away. Do people do that with you? Offer you some food that if you don't eat it, they're only gonna throw it away. Well, doesn't that make you feel dandy? Here's something to eat, Dave. Hurry up, it's spoiling. Something for you, Angela. Eat quickly, that green pot is moving. Here, Bob, eat this before I give it to an animal. You ever been looking through the refrigerator and you come across an empty plate? Boy, that starts me to wondering. Did something eat something else? Maybe the olives ate the tuna. Maybe that chicken isn't really dead yet. Actually, I picture a little mouse with gloves and a parka on, you know. Just waiting for the lights to go out. Perhaps the worst thing that can happen is to reach into the refrigerator and come out with something that you cannot identify at all. You literally do not know what it is. Could be meat, could be cake. Usually at a time like that, I'll bluff. Honey, is this good?
Well, what is it?
I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. It looks like meat cake.
Well, smell it.
It has absolutely no smell whatsoever.
It's good. Put it back. Somebody is saving it.
It'll turn up in something. That's what frightens me. That someone will consider it a challenge and use it just because it's in there. It's a leftover. What a sad word that is. Leftover. How would you like to be a leftover? Well, it wouldn't be bad if they were taking people out to be shot. I might even volunteer. But you know, leftovers make you feel good twice. Did you ever think about that? Leftovers give you two separate good feelings. When you first put them away, you feel really intelligent. I'm saving food. And then, after a month, when hair is growing out of them, and you throw them away, you feel really intelligent. I'm saving my life. When you make a sandwich at home, do you reach down past the first three or four pieces of bread to go down and get the good bread? It's kind of a self-preservation thing, you know? What you're really saying is, let my family eat the rotten bread. I'll take care of numero uno. And down you go into the loaf, down looking for the two that you want, a matching pair. And you have to be careful pulling them out so they don't tear. And then when you get them to the top, the upper eight slices fall the other way. I never straighten them out. I think, screw it, let them think a burglar made a sandwich. Not my job, straightening out the bread. Gotta tell me, in the refrigerator, who is it, please, that puts into the refrigerator the half-gallon containers of milk with only that much left in them? I get one of those every time. Hey, here's some milk. God, not enough to drink. Better put that back, huh? I know my responsibility.
Thank you.
beds of sofa head. The sharks of mechanical time are biting each soft second as they filter through your mind. His mother said to sofa head, "Why do you wear your hair so long?" And sofa head said, "Kick out the jams, mother!" And they had marmalade and kicked the pantry out into the street and lived happily ever after. I think that silence is appropriate, and it shall remain appropriate. Drunken whore, the wine-red scales of broken veins, a swim on the lavender floor. And Soberhead believed that his head was full of hair, not like a hamster, more like an armchair. And Soberhead was sure he could pull out more and more and more and more and more and more.
I'm unusual, but I don't think that's true. In fact, I'm just as usual as any one of you. And you are just as usual as any one of me. We are all as usual, a usual family. We're usual, we're usual, we're usual, we're usual. We are usual.
Hey, old dad, all we are saying is give booze a chance.
Hey, one, two, three, four! Everyone is talking about light ale, brown ale, lagers.